Ciao Cortona, mi chiamo Griffin.
Ciao young Americans, mi chiamo Ed. Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here. We're here studying abroad with the University of Georgia for May, and it's beautiful. We really are loving Cortona so far.
Yeah, it's an amazing town with an amazing view. I love seeing the people here, eating at the restaurants. It's a blast. It's a crazy experience that you won't find anywhere in America, really.
It's such a small town, but it's perfect. We've been able to learn restaurants and the coffee shops because it's so small, and you recognize people walking around, and you know the people in the stores, even just being here a week already. And we still got 2 more weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Especially, there's one thing that surprised me is how many dogs there are in town. And you see the same dogs every single day. I wonder what their names are.
Yeah, just want to pet them. All right, let's start off with our first song, Jet Fuel by Mac Miller.
Yeah, used to wanna be a superhero, flying around with a cape, catching bad guys. Now my head underwater, but I ain't in the shower and I ain't getting baptized. To the good and the bad times, all the cuts, broken bones and the black eyes. Young motherfucker with a mad mind, made a couple million off of rap lines. Y'all can't tell me nothing no more. Came from the basement under that floor. You don't come close, you don't need to know I'm the GOAT. You don't need to know how I go, cause I know what you want. All I wanna do is the most. Backflip off the ropes, got hooked when I'm in the post. Yeah, my girl too clutch to choke. And I ain't calling it quits. You can build a wall with your bricks. Well, I keep talking that shit. It's like this. Liquor still in my cup. Get faded when I wake up. Cause everything is too much. So what? Woke up this moment with a bright idea. Maybe I can exist forever right here. Let it run. Okay, okay, well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost and I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel. Well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost and I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel. 120 on the car that I don't whip. I don't even pull it up the driveway. Throwing up shots like I don't miss. Never put a limit on the high stakes. Try to pull my car till I'm goldfish. You ain't gonna find a lie in my face. I pick it up and let it go quick. They wanna get pushed my. Yeah, I don't say nothing that I don't know. Jumping out the womb wearing polo. Everybody wanna jump in, but I'm old school. Lone wolf, take them on solo. Yeah. I don't need nobody. I don't need to be nobody. I'm just doing my thing. Kick it at the crib, I don't see nobody, no. So over there with that bullshit. We don't need it on this side. I'm pulling up in that new shit. You always whipping that dick ride. I demand your respect. I won't share my connect. No. Let's get this clear. I am here. I don't care who got next. Young vet. Feeling like they forget. I let it slide. This time, like 25 years, I've been high and no less. Yes, shit, I know, I don't guess. Rather glow, I won't stress. Better say that shit with your chest. Okay, okay, well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost till I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel. Well, I'ma be here for a while, longer than I did expect to. I was out of town, getting lost till I was rescued. Now I'm in the clouds, come down when I run out of jet fuel. But I never run out of jet fuel.
So if you guys keep up with Mac Miller at all, some of you may know that he did just pass away after this album came out. I hold this album really dear to my heart. It's one of my favorite pieces of music and art I've ever heard. So thank you guys for listening to that first song.
Yeah, Mac Miller is not someone I've listened to a whole lot of, but I did know that, and I know a lot of my friends really loved Swimming when it came out, which is the album that was off of there. But what do we have up next?
We have Thundercat. Oh, we have Them Changes by Thundercat.
Very funky. That's kind of got me in a summertime type vibe there, which I'm very excited for this summer. I just got a job actually, so everything's going pretty good. What about you? What are your plans?
Me, I'll be working in a research lab at the College of Pharmacy, which I'm really excited about because I got that position right before the flight over here, so I'm really excited to be part of that team.
So yeah, we'll both be back in Athens, and Athens in summer is a lot hotter than it is here. It's like 9,500 degrees compared to here, where it's actually kind of cold. We're having to wear jackets.
The weather in Athens will make you want to die over the summer, especially with all the hills. It's an awful battle.
Yeah, I guess I am glad that it's not super hot here, because we have to walk up a massive hill every single day to get back to our dorms here at the Kehoe Center. And it's a very steep hill. My calves are hurting every single day.
Yeah,
Cortona's on top of a mountain, so it does kind of make sense that we're having to walk up a ton of hills. But we definitely didn't pack for the right weather, because we're used to being in the South in America, so we brought shorts and t-shirts and maybe one sweater to try and stay warm, or at least I did. I've been freezing every day.
Yeah, one thing I'm definitely excited about for whenever I get back home, or for like just in general over the summer, is when I get to go back swimming. I love swimming.
Yeah, that's true. I've got my apartment has a pool, actually, and I'm really excited to get back and be able to jump right into the pool.
Oh, really? I got a nice light late night vibes type of pool music for you coming right up. It's called Drown by Kuko.
Leave me on red. crazy. Been home and lonely lately.
I'm a really big fan of Claro, who's the girl singing in that song. She's got a great voice, and she's a really cool example of like a bedroom pop artist, which is she just kind of recorded her music in her room as a teenager and was able to get big off of that, just doing it all herself, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy how much the face of like music has changed. You can practically make anything from like the comfort of your own room, and you can really go big.
Small artists are blowing up now more than ever, just with the internet. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk a bit about what we're going to be doing actually in school, because we realized we said we go to UGA and we're students, but we didn't really talk about who we are other than that. So I'm Griffin, and I'm going into finance. I'm getting a certificate in music business. Ooh. I also do the radio station at UGA, so you guys can tune into that if you want to. I haven't really decided exactly what I'm going to do with the finance degree yet, but I got a few more years to figure that out, so I'm not too worried about it.
Nice, nice. I like the added edge with the music certification. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I'm studying pharmaceutical sciences. It's a little bit different from going to farm school and getting the doctorate degree. I just want to get a master's degree and work with actually making drugs rather than selling them. So that's the type of career path I'm trying to go down into.
We were in here just with the mics off. We were talking about how different the education system is here versus in America, just how expensive it is in America, whereas our Italian culture teacher was telling us today about how cheap it is here and how just you have to pick what career you want very early on, whereas we talked about we kind of get a lot of freedom with picking what we want to do. We can kind of mess around for a while.
Yeah. As much as we value freedom in our society, I actually really like how they do it here in Italian schools. Maybe they get a little bit of time before like they commit to college to like really decide what they want to do, as opposed to going straight into school and wasting a few thousand dollars, which is what happens in America a lot.
Yeah, people change their major maybe halfway through college and have to start all over 2 years in, things like that.
That's me.
What were you originally?
I was actually biochemistry. So that was pretty similar to what I'm doing right now. But I'm definitely going to be a little bit behind, which obviously you'll lose money, but I'm satisfied with what I'm doing now. So I'm really happy.
It'll even out in the end. All right, guys. Up next, we've got one of the bigger artists here tonight, big American, Frank Ocean with Self Control off of Blonde.
Poolside convo about your summer last night.
Ooh, yeah. About your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night? Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
I absolutely love Frank Ocean, and that just, when he starts layering the vocals there at the end there with all the harmonies, it sounds so good.
Oh, Frank Ocean, you just know how to tear my heart out of my chest.
It's right in the soul. And we were just talking about the ways we kind of find new music and complaining about when we just get stuck listening to the same music over and over.
Yeah, that's the worst feeling. Like, I've gone like weeks where like I'll listen to new music and it just doesn't sound good. But you were saying earlier about how whenever we revisit music, we find new meaning, and like it just sounds so much better, and like
Yeah, you can just like listen to something at two different times and it's just will hit in entirely different ways. And maybe you won't like it the first time and you'll love it the second time. And I mean, that's especially why at least I like doing radio, is you get to not only play music and try and show other people the music that you listen to, but you also get to just hear a lot of new music and find it through other people that also like music, which is a pretty great way. That's how I found so much music in the past year, just with the radio station.
Yeah. Speaking about music, doesn't Athens have a pretty rich music history?
Going to school at UGA in Athens and also being close to Atlanta is just perfect. I mean, Athens has so many just bands, and not all of them big, but just there's like 10 different places for concerts just downtown, which is all within a walking distance from our campus. It's amazing. I've seen so many concerts downtown in Athens this past year.
Yeah, there's a bit of a punk and hardcore scene going around that's been popping off since the 70s or so.
Yeah, not as much of a hip-hop scene in Athens, sadly. But yeah, very big punk, indie rock, very big there.
A little bit of country, too, from a lot of the people who come in.
Yeah, that's true. It's just because UGA is such a mix of students. It's such a diverse school that you really end up with just a very wide culture among the school. Because, yeah, you'll have people playing country music, and then the same night, right next door, you'll have a whole punk show going.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to get to see the whole culture. It's just mixing and meeting all those people. I mean, at least for me, I've met so many people just even on this trip that we talk about what music we listen to, and we all listen to different kinds of music, and then we'll swap recommendations and things like that. It's just a great way to discover new music.
That's dope. I like it.
So up next is actually a solo project from one of my favorite bands, Animal Collective, and this is A.V. Terror with What's the Good Side off of his new album.
Thank you.
Athens and Cortona, both amazing cities to be in, both great experiences, but they are wildly different environments. Tell me about your experience in Athens, Griffin.
Yeah, they're both, like, decently smaller towns. Like, Athens isn't a big city, but because we have the university in Athens, there's so many college... I think there might be more college students than actual people living in Athens. So, and we're all American, mostly. So it's a very, very different culture than walking around Cortona, where, like, at nighttime here, it is silent, other than us.
Yeah, we... Americans bring our own, like, version of fun over to Cortona, and sometimes I really feel bad for the community, because we are very loud, and we just rabble rouse.
It can get absolutely terrible. I mean, if anyone here ever has a chance to come to Athens, try and come for one of our football games, or I guess a soccer game, as you guys would call it.
American football.
Yeah. It is a sight to see. The people go crazy over it. There's... People start drinking, including, this isn't just college kids, the adults, the old people, everyone just is drinking at 11 a.m., getting ready for the football game.
On a noon game, they start drinking at 6 a.m., like grown men, grown bald men, they're just drinking to get trashed.
Walking around campus with it, just in their hands, just on a college campus.
Yeah.
It's a very, very different drinking culture than over here where we... casually sip on some very good wine.
Yeah.
Which I've really enjoyed. I wasn't a very big wine person before I came here, but I think this has changed that for me.
Wine is starting to become one of my favorite drinks. It lies in that position right between beer and liquor where it's just like, you can sip on it and it's still very enjoyable. I love it.
And it's so affordable here. That's, I think, the big thing is in America, getting like the cheapest bottle of wine, which as college students is what we generally do, is still like $10 or $11. Whereas here, you can get a bottle of the cheap wine, not the good stuff, but a cheap wine for like 3-4 euros, which I think is about $5.
Yeah, and it's definitely more higher quality than some of the American wines you can pick up at the store.
Oh, much. Like the even with like, I was talking about with cheap food, you can tell that it's still good and they still are like putting their heart and soul kind of into it. Even with the cheapest wine here, it's still very, very good because it's Italian wine.
Yeah. All right, so would we like to move on to our next song?
Yeah, let's get it. So up next is Pine Grove with New Friends.
Germany, that's it. Try to think of
we want to talk a bit about just what we kind of do with our free time in Athens and how we spend it. So I know for me, I live in an apartment with three of my friends that I knew from high school. So we're well acquainted. We all know each other very well. And when we have free time, we'll either try and we'll go downtown like we were talking about earlier, which is one thing, or we'll just kind of hang out with friends, stay in the apartment, maybe watch a movie, play some video games. We play a lot of Super Smash Bros. What about for you?
Yeah, I live in a house with five guys, or like six guys total, including me. So we definitely get really close and we get rowdy, but I like to go downtown too as well. But I do enjoy like some nerdy stuff. Like I love playing video games, especially competitive video games. It brings out my inner spirit. And then I also love watching anime. I'm currently watching Naruto Shippuden.
That's some good stuff. What's your favorite anime?
That's only the second anime I've watched okay. So far. It's really time consuming. It's like 500 episodes.
Yeah, they're always. So. That's I've never really gotten into a specific anime because there are always way too many episodes for me to watch. But I try and watch a lot of movies at UGA. And we talked about earlier about how at UGA, or even just in American colleges, you have a lot of freedom to take classes that really have nothing to do. So for me, I'm a finance major, and I've taken two film classes so far at UGA, and they've been my favorite ones I've taken because they're just a lot of fun and you learn so much, but they didn't apply to my major at all. They have nothing to do with business.
Yeah, so. I took the introductory EMST class, which is basically like movie production. And it was fascinating to learn about the history behind like filmmaking and like a lot of like the basic fundamentals and stuff. And even though I didn't continue down that pathway, I thoroughly enjoyed my time in that class, which is one of the pros of the American college system, I guess.
Yeah, we do have a lot of free time. I mean, even now that I'm 2 years into college, I still have time in my schedule to kind of take cool classes that sound interesting to me. Not many, but about one each semester you kind of get to take to just see what happens. I mean, actually, in my horror film class that I took last semester, we learned about some Italian horror movies, which was really cool. And I came here and I talked to our Italian culture teacher about those and just asked her about her perspective on those. So that was a lot of fun getting to learn about those and just different cultures.
Now I want to watch some Italian horror movies, like in full Italian dub and everything.
They were. Yeah, they had subtitles on. So we had to do a lot of reading for them. But it was a lot of fun.
Sounds dope.
All right, up next, we got Car Seat Headrest with Destroyed by Hippie Powers. So Car Seat Headrest is actually a band I got to see twice just in the past few months. I saw them in Atlanta and then also in Athens, and they put on an amazing show. I could not recommend it enough. And so we were talking kind of like what we think of concerts and going to them and whether we like listening to music at those concerts or prefer to do it at home. And I'm kind of a split. It really depends on my mood. Like, there will be concerts that I buy a ticket for months ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then the concert rolls around and I'm just tired, or I have a lot of homework that day, or I get a bad spot at the concert behind someone tall and I just don't want to be there. And those are no fun. But other times I have a great time at concerts.
Yeah. Me personally, I love being able to sit down with a good pair of high quality headphones and just like taking in every single detail of the song. It just feels really fulfilling. And like, me being the type of person I am, I love replaying the same song like 9 times, which is a good thing. Like, people don't always listen to music with me because I will literally listen to the same song like 20 times.
Yeah, well, I'm driving around in my car. Yeah. I'll just keep restarting the same song, which I guess I listen to music in my car most of the time.
Yeah.
Which isn't the best speakers, but it's just fun to listen to music while driving around.
It's hard to leave your car when there's some good music going on.
Oh, I'll sit somewhere parked just listening to music for a long time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Especially in Athens, because we talked about it earlier, there's so many different music venues. Like, I honestly couldn't even name all of them. So there's always something going on, and it's just a really good time. And because it's Athens, it's a smaller town, they'll have big bands come for not very expensive, which is even better.
And for like smaller venue too, where the performances can be more intimate and the crowds can be like really tight and packed, but like really good.
Yeah, you can get so close at some of them. Like, I mean, one of the venues in Athens only holds around, I think, 100 people, maybe even less.
Yeah.
And then that ranges all the way up to the massive venue there, which is like Georgia Theater, which holds, I'm not even sure how many, but massive crowds there. So you can kind of get the best of both worlds of like the big shows and the smaller shows that you like.
Yeah, and for a loud, rowdy band like Car Seat Headrest, I can only imagine what the crowd would be like for like 100 people. Like, people probably moshing all over the place and like pushing each other.
Yeah, and the sound is just like echoing off everywhere. Yeah. It gets very loud. But they do, we talk about that you like listening to like the music high quality on the headphones. I really like it when a band that I see plays this music differently for the live version, so it's like something new you're listening to, but still familiar.
Yeah, it can be a double-edged sword. Sometimes a live version definitely doesn't sound as good, but like being able to hear that version in that moment in time is also like something else. Like, it's something in, like, intimate.
Yeah, and when they've got good audio set up, it can be very great to go see a show.
Yeah. All right, so up next, we seem to have Sympathy by Vampire Weekend. They just recently dropped a new album.
I think I took myself too serious. It's not that serious.
So they just came out with that album, Father of the Bride, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. It's very upbeat, and I listened to a lot of Vampire Weekend growing up in middle school and high school, kind of my formative years.
It is so refreshing to finally hear some new Vampire Weekend again. I feel like I haven't heard them in forever. I feel like the last time I listened to them was middle school, high school, and then they just kind of fell off for a long time.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. They just, they disappeared. But now I'm glad that they're back, and they did a good job coming back.
Yeah.
And so, Ed, this is your first time on the radio.
This is absolutely my first time on the radio. I've never done anything like this.
Well, you're doing amazing. We were just talking with our producer, and he said that we were doing a great job, especially just talking on the mic.
Grazie. I love talking to people, but this is, like, completely different, just, like, talking to a disembodied mic to, like, a bunch of people.
We're kind of looking at each other while we talk, but also we've got the mic in our eyes and also have to make sure we keep our head turned towards the mic while we do it.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about, we both like listened to Vampire Weekend growing up, especially like in middle school and that. So how do you find your music nowadays?
Me, I used to totally not be into music. Then I read a Beatles biography and I really got into the Beatles and like all the different sounds they had. So I don't know. I like to being an interesting person. So I like to like find new music to talk about and to listen to. And I feel like it really defines my character, like what kind of music I'm listening to and all that. And I like listening to like really like sonically challenging things, just like something that's like basically like not mainstream, but like something that's like totally like, wow, that sounded really cool, but like in a unique way. I love looking for unique music, basically.
Yeah, that's especially with having joined the radio. That's how I've been, or I found most of my music is just being around other people that also listen to music or listen to different things than I listen to. And it's just so easy to talk with people,
yeah,
find out what they're listening to and then write it down and I'll go and listen to it. And I like it. If I like it, I'll listen to more. If I don't like it,
yeah,
oh well, I'll listen to something else.
Exchanging music with friends and putting them on under like your own music is one of the best feelings you could ever have in the world.
Oh yeah. I mean, this was before our time, but making mixtapes, I never really made a burned a CD or especially a cassette. But nowadays people make playlists and it's so easy. You can just do it in like a second.
I feel like it's a great way to like give presents to your friends and like stuff too. I definitely made a few CDs for girls I had crushes on, but that was long in the past.
That's what I was about to say. When me and my girlfriend were first meeting, we made playlists for each other with music and we still have the playlist. So it is, it's kind of like a modern mixtape. It's a very intimate thing to put music on.
Up next is 88 by Inner Wave. Personally, one of my favorite songs ever. Enjoy.
right, guys, thanks for having us tonight. We've had a great time in here. Young Americans will be back next Friday at midnight. And thank you, Cortona, also.
Guys, this was a blast. Thank you so much for having me. We're going to top it off with a fun little song called Reel It In by Aminé.
Right now!
Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend. She got some ass. Bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yeah. Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend. She got some ass. Bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yeah. Drippin', really got the TikTok missing. This pimpin', broke niggas got me living.
Wow.
You Jordan a Pippin', I'm Kobe, I'm never gon' dish it. I'll miss it. I'm dissing as fuck and I ain't got the time to just kick it.
Yo.
I don't trust nobody cause I can't be fake. Frontin' ain't an option cause my soul can't change. And I'm tired of being humble, bitch, I feel no way.
It's that young nigga shit, I might pull up to your bitch like.
Reel it in, I got the bag, tell a friend, she got some ass, bring it in, bitch, I'm the new CNN, yeah, reel it in, I got the bag, tell a friend, she got some ass, bring it in, bitch, I'm the new CNN,
Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
I buy that shit before I even know the price,
hey.
This 13K up on my finger, bitch, you right, them diamonds dancing, yeah, that boy be looking
nice.
I guess this what you call that motherfucker.
Got a Tatiana, put her in designer. She a Thaliana, she a sorta kinda. She Bjork cute, so she really fine. Just sorta weird and she got some cake. She give me OPP for my ODB. These APC, do your ABCs. I'm a young dreadhead with anxiety. And I love it when a bitch nigga trying me. I don't trust nobody cause I can't be fake. Frontin' ain't an option cause my soul can't change. And I'm tired of being humble, bitch, I feel no way.
It's that young nigga shit, I might pull up to your bitch, like.
Reel it in, I got the bag, tell a friend, she got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN, yeah.